I wanted to talk about the 2022 film Nope by Jordan Peele. I saw this at the theater in Ontario at the AMC. It was a really nice theater. I never remember how nice some of the theaters are over there. The film that I saw this in was not an RPX or an IMAX, unfortunately, since the cinematography was so amazing in this film. But I will circle back to that. Nope stars Daniel Kaluuya as O.J. Haywood and Kiki Palmer as Emerald Haywood, brother and sister pair, I guess, who inherited their parents' ranch, and they're somewhere out here in Southern California. There was some weird stuff going on in the night skies over here, and the movie started off that way. There was a sort of side story with Glenn from Walking Dead, Steven Yeun, who played the part of Ricky Park. And he was a kid when there was this slaughter. He was a child actor when there was this, I want to say, crazy ape. There was a monkey movie or TV show they used to have, and one of the apes went crazy and killed everyone on set except for him. So there was that whole backstory. He never really fully recovered, but they show him as an adult in the ranch carnival slash, I don't know, horse business. He has a connection to the Haywood family. Now, the film gets interesting when you start seeing that there's this UFO flying around the sky. It starts sucking people up and then spitting out what it doesn't want to eat. Basically, hard stuff like coins, keys, anything non-digestible, I assume. They start trying to figure out what attracts it, what gets the UFO out away from its cloud. So there's this one cloud in the sky that doesn't move, and that's where the UFO is hiding. What they were trying to do, the Haywoods, they were trying to get that on film. They wanted to get a seat on Oprah, I think the term was what they would use. They wanted to be able to record this UFO and be famous, sort of like being the one that recorded Bigfoot or something like that. Problem is, when the UFO started hovering over, all the electricity would go out, so you couldn't record anything because the electricity would die. Cell phones, everything would go out. So they end up going to Fry's, which is now, I think, completely bankrupt and sold out or gone, and buying some camera equipment so they could try to record the night sky. There's a character at the Fry's played by Brandon Piera, who plays the part of Angel Torres. He's their IT tech person that comes out and installs all the cameras. And he has also this huge interest in the paranormal and UFOs. And he was talking about ancient aliens and how interesting it was. And so he ends up being connected to this whole thing and trying to help them do the recordings. Ultimately, because there was no electricity, they tracked down someone who was famous in the film industry for being able to record and also using old school filming techniques where they could use like this wind up recorder where you didn't need electricity. And the person they brought in, played by Michael Wincott, he was an interesting character. So they set him up on a hill. They figured out what they could do was they could figure out when the UFO was getting near by the electricity that was being put out. So they set up strategically these inflatable tube dancers away from the ranch, and they figured when those tube dancers stop dancing, that means that the alien is approaching. And sure enough, that's what they did, and that's how it worked. So the film, it was scary in a way, but not jump scare scary. So it had you thinking a little bit. But I wasn't super jumping out of my chair. I wasn't scared of the alien because you never actually saw an alien in person. The ship would either suck people up or it wouldn't. Daniel's character, or OJ, he figured out if you don't stare down the UFO, then he doesn't pick you up. And that's what his theory was. That seemed to actually be true. The ship that the alien flew around with was malleable. It changed shapes. It was a shape-shifting ship. I didn't really speak a whole lot about Kiki Palmer. I thought she was really good in it. And I was looking her up. I was like, I know her from somewhere. And I know where, finally, I remember where I've seen her before. And it was when she was really little, cute little girl in Akela and the Bee. That's where I remember her from. But she was really good, played the sister. in this film. There were some overtones on the film regarding maybe an agenda or some sort of wokeness or anything related to Jordan Peele directing this film. Jordan Peele has made some controversial statements, but I try not to let that influence my moviegoing experience. And honestly, I didn't see anything that was out of the ordinary watching this film. To me, this was a thriller. At points, it was a comedy. It was a mystery. And I was highly entertained by Nope. I thought it was really good. The cinematography was spectacular. They were just in a beautiful area. The night sky, the way they did the CGI or the graphics was really well done. And I enjoyed it. I thought it was pretty good. I would give this film 3 stars.